On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days, Mondays always can be better.
Whatever.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Happy Monday to you. When it's Monday, it's Tory Day.
It is.
They both begin with T and M.
It does. You're right. I hadn't thought of that.
Yep.
Nice.
It's true. There's no I in Sheboygan, Michigan. Well,
there
actually,
is,
there's
there
quite
is.
A
there's
few
a couple.
Of them. Fake news, I'm telling you.
Oh, no fake news.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Happy leaf changing season to
it
you.
It is. It's October, right? It's Rocktober, mofo.
Oh, okay. Get down then.
Well, everybody used to say that. Do they still say that?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's fine.
Hey, slap me five. Somebody tried to high-five me a couple of days ago,
no.
And I didn't respond because...
Were you at a bar drinking? Because that's very common there.
Yes, as a matter of fact,
no.
I was.
I knew it.
Apparently said something that was magical, which I didn't think I did, mm-hmm. And the other person turns around, puts his hand up.
Don't leave me hanging.
Well, and he didn't say anything, yeah, so what I did was,
oh,
stupidly,
no.
I raised
no.
my hand and I said, hi.
No, that's no, kind of funny.
Yeah,
but you
no, said, I actually did that
no.
because I was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, and
is that a mature adult you're dealing with?
There are no mature adults.
Don't look at me.
Look, I don't know where this high five came from. I don't
What
I
about
don't
a low
get
five?
It.
Yeah, down low.
Yeah, but then you can hit something by mistake.
Up high, down.
This is so stupid.
Baby
just
five.
So why would I want to slap somebody in unison? Isn't that a violent act?
It's like clapping, right? It's an approval.
True, yeah.
It's an approval thing, right?
Yeah, but clapping, you're just hitting yourself. You know, they're slapping yourself in the face or something. But when you're slapping somebody else, that's a sign of aggression.
I still do it, though. I high five sometimes.
I don't high five.
You got to. Why not?
It's not from my culture.
It's not your people?
My people. My people in the desert didn't high-five each other.
They
borrowed each other's water bottle, but that was about it.
Yeah, no. I sometimes do. Not to, like, I mean, I don't know, to strangers. Not to people I know. Do I?
I don't do anything to strangers.
I don't have any friends except my boyfriend, and we don't high-five. We other things.
You middle five.
Something like that.
Ouch. Anyway, you know, the handshake was originally, I don't have any weapons in my possession. I'm putting my hand out to show you I have no weapons.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was the
it's
idea.
A gesture, sure.
Yeah, it was a gesture. So it was not it wasn't a violent thing. It was the opposite. It was
exactly.
A showing of peace. Now with the high five, it's slap me five. What is that? I don't slap people. I'm slap for approval.
And don't go into any Saudi Arabia embassies or something.
Don't worry.
Or hotels.
Okay, I
won't. Because you go in and you don't come back out. You heard about that, right?
Yes.
Oh, you do come back out in pieces, in bags.
Well, yeah. It's more economic for, I guess, for the airlines that way. Look, for those that aren't familiar, there was a reporter from this country who was of Saudi Arabian descent.
I think it's Turkish.
Turkish, you're right, right. And the Turkish people beckoned him under false pretenses to come to Turkey.
Sure.
And he went.
He got trolled.
Yeah, and he never came back.
When his fiancé waited outside for hours and hours and didn't see him come out.
Yeah.
But he did, but in pieces,
but,
probably.
But not in recognizable fashion.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's the report. I mean, I don't know if it's been verified yet.
Yeah, well, I heard the British Prime Minister, somebody called and was trying to get to the bottom of that, and they didn't realize it was going to be that big a deal.
Yeah.
But it is. But speaking of that, the word of today is permission. And I didn't know what that was. But I had a talk with my dad, and he knows everything. You know that. So permission, when we talked about, you know, how you get rid of a body, which is what I'm segueing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cremation is the thing now. But that's not for the atmosphere. It's not good because there's smoke and there's...
Oh, I didn't know that was a pollutant.
Well, the best way, apparently, they've been doing this for years, and I didn't know this, yeah. And it's probably going to be the way of the future. And you can look it up. Feel mm-hmm. free. Permission. You freeze dry the body, and it gets so cold.
Like, they're like coffee crystals.
Sure, but it gets so cold, it absolutely turns like to dust. You can get to that point. And then there's no smoke. It's more economical. And that's really the way to just completely dispose of a
freeze
body. Dried. Is you want to
freeze dry.
Basically, I guess. I like that. I'm sure it's not exactly like freeze dry, but that's the premise anyway.
So you're not burning it into the atmosphere.
Sure. You're just you're like Cairo freezing.
Yeah.
Dude.
But there is still dust involved, right?
There's something, yeah.
Hmm.
But that's okay.
I guess.
You could even plant that, and there's all these websites where you can actually do something with these freeze dried remains.
I suppose so. Like put it on ice cream.
Yeah. I guess that's a bit morbid. I don't think I'd want to do that.
I never understood being buried at sea when obviously the actual action is not being buried.
You're being dunked.
You're dunked at sea.
Sure.
You're drowned at sea.
Oh, you don't drown if you're not breathing.
It's an interesting concept, but that also is a pollutant, I would assume, because what if a fish comes along and says, ooh, fish food, and it's Bob?
Well, then it's still recycling. It's not a pollutant.
You're right, it
but
is
the,
recycling.
The oceans are full of trash and garbage, and that's unfortunate.
It was Neil Grassi
Tyson,
who actually said that when you die and you're buried, that is actually proper because your food, your bones, and your stuff is feeding.
Yeah, but you're in a big box. That's what about mausoleums? What's that about?
No, that's not good. Well, that's just encasing something in stone. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's pyramid stuff.
Yeah.
I get upset when people burn leaves and people have wood-burning fires.
I like the smell. You don't like that smell?
Smell is nice, but think about what's happening here.
What's happening?
Smoke being released into the atmosphere.
Right, like I mentioned with cremation.
Very much
That's
so.
That's a thing.
Very much so. So it's not the healthiest thing in the world. I don't think it's
So let's freeze-dry our fires. Let's make them all. Everything should be freeze-dried.
I don't know the answer to that, but I don't know. Anyway.
It is October.
Well, that was what I said like 10 minutes ago.
But I mean, like this pumpkin.
Oh, it is.
This pumpkin
oh, yes.
everything.
Yes.
Have we talked about the pumpkin stuff?
No, we haven't.
Like the beers and the coffees and
yeah.
the
everything. It gets crazy, doesn't it?
It starts in August or September.
Here's what I find absolutely disgusting. I've never had, I never will, is on St. Patrick's Day, they have the Irish green beer.
Sure.
Which is just food coloring.
Yeah.
And I refuse to drink that. It's
But do they have orange beer now?
No.
I mean, how would you know the difference? They have orange Budweiser.
Do they?
Yeah. I've tried it.
These are dyes that are being put into...
You think?
Oh, yes. Oh, I don't think I know. I don't think I know.
See, that confused me,
yeah,
that sentence.
Yeah, there was
you
no comma.
You were trolling again.
You can't put commas into things that you say.
Why? Because you could say it out loud, comma. But it would be distracting.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Ron, then you pause. You pause. It's an audio comma.
All right. Let me try it again. I forgot what I said.
I do know.
I do know.
I don't know. I do not know. I don't.
No,
it was about orange beer.
You
I said, do they diet?
Anyway.
And you said, yes, they do.
Yeah, they do diet.
I don't know. They do.
They diet. They try to eat better. They die, comma, it. Anyway, you're right. No, I don't like the seasonal stuff. I did a thing on Friday's show about my disdain for pumpkins because now they're just made for smashing.
Ron, how many pumpkins do you have at your front door? Don't even tell me this story.
All right.
Well,
explain something to you.
Okay, okay.
I did not place the pumpkins at my front door.
You did not
place
9 pumpkins in front of
that
your house.
That was not me.
Okay,
that was somebody else.
Oh, you have trolls. People, kids that come around and do the opposite. They don't
kids.
Take your pumpkins.
They're not
they
kids.
Throw pumpkins
no.
at your house.
When you live with people, horrible things occur. And that's an example. You've just pointed out one of them.
Right, well.
Yeah, it's a
horrible
thing.
It's called decor. And, you know, you better get with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I asked my boyfriend if he likes pumpkin beer. And that was the silliest question.
Buffer.
He only drinks my boyfriend. My boyfriend drinks Bud. Bud Light. Bud Light, boyfriend.
Yeah.
I know.
I have a question for him next time you see him.
Okay.
Fortunately, I can't speak to him. I must have an interpreter.
Yes, that's true.
But what is the point of the Bud Light thing? What's the point of the light beer? I don't quite get that. I know beer...
It's less calories. You can drink more, right? It's not as heavy and filling.
But what is the point of drinking beer?
You get just as, you know.
No, you don't.
Drunk? No.
I don't think you do. On a light beer?
Well, it's the same alcohol content.
That's like carbonated piss.
No.
To me, it is.
It's
if you're going to drink beer, drink beer. Stop fooling around.
Stop fooling around
with your light stuff.
But he doesn't want pumpkin. He said it's not natural. I don't want gourds in my beer. I thought it was kind of funny. He's kind of funny. He's a funny guy.
It's kind of funny.
Isn't it, Gourds? I never thought of it that way. It's kind of funny. It's not natural.
It's just wrong.
He's a serious Bud Light beer drinker.
Well, you do not you do not find pumpkins in beers usually, no.
That must be a lady thing. They're trying to do everything for women now.
Yeah, yeah.
And if men drink pumpkin coffee, I need to talk to you. What is that even about?
You know, here's something. I don't drink beer, by the way, because I have enough gas, thank you.
You drink vodka.
Yes, which has no gas.
Exactly.
And what I don't understand about beer is this craft beer stuff.
Oh, I love it.
I don't love it because it's got no flavor.
No, it's nothing but flavor.
It is nothing. Are you serious? It's nothing but ale. It's nothing but seltzer water to me. So weak.
It's hoppy. And
I'm not that hoppy. Not hoppy. I don't like it. I don't think it tastes good. I really don't. It's just like weird flavored seltzer water. It's awful.
One of my favorites is like Allagash. I don't even know if that's craft anymore because it's becoming mainstream. I'm not into it, man. It's like a Belgian wheat.
I'm not into it. I'm not into people sitting in their bathtub farting and bottling. I'm not into that stuff. That's how they get spring water. I don't need that. Hey, it's time to play our favorite game.
Oh, I love it. Did you get music? Did you make music?
There is actually a song by the Georgettes.
Nice, let's hear it.
It goes way back. Here it is.
Would you rather?
I love it.
That's perfect.
That was groovy.
It's so perfect.
Oh, I want more of that. Yeah, nice. Yeah. That's what she said.
I know.
All right. So are you starting today?
I will start today. For those that aren't familiar, we play this game, Would You Rather, fully clothed. And
is there any other way? It's dangerous otherwise.
These are questions that are damn near impossible to answer, and they're composed
some are kind
for
of
no
serious
reason.
And you know, very. Yeah. Some are funny and ridiculous.
Well, some are stupid.
Right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick a real, real good one. Would you feel worse if no one showed up to your wedding or to your funeral?
My wedding. But I know that's a silly question because my funeral I won't know. But you know what? I'm going to know.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather people go to my funeral than my wedding.
I think this assumes that you would be aware.
Oh, yeah.
As you would be.
And you know what? Even if I'm not aware, which is what most people think. Yeah. That's not the point.
Yeah.
I want everyone there gathering and talking about me and how funny I was and how great I was and not that I was ever a jerk. That's all. I just want those memories, those happy memories of people to go out that way.
Yes,
because marriages,
I agree.
They never last.
No, they don't last.
Usually.
That's one. And then sometimes you actually limit that because you don't want a lot of people around.
Oh, that's right.
But the funeral is like,
I got a funeral list.
It's the curtain call.
I got a list of everyone that's going.
Do you really?
Isn't that morbid?
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't. And I add to it all the time. I'm like, oh, I just met someone. I bet they'll be at my funeral. Wow. Or at least my wake. Even if you don't go to the funeral, come to the wake. Dude, come on.
Oh, come to the wake.
Why not?
Sounds like a travel agency. Come to the wake.
I'm promoting.
No, I don't care which one they go to, but I do want people to show up.
I'll go.
In my will. Okay,
I'll go
thanks.
If you come to mine.
Appreciate it. Well, let's see what happens. In my will, no pumpkin beer.
Oh.
No pumpkin beer.
But other beer. Beer. No beer at all?
Whatever they want. Right. No craft beer. Okay, there you go. So funeral. I think we both agree on the funeral.
Funeral, good. Definitely. How about this one for you? Here's a crazy one. Mm-hmm. You know I like the crazy ones. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have hands that kept growing as you got older or feet that kept growing as you got older? He's thinking about it. I can smell the wood burning. What's going on?
Feet.
Just trying to picture it. And you answered me so seriously.
Well, it's a serious question. Every time these questions come up, I think like they are questions that I have to put on my will or my driver's license. Do you want to donate your organs? Yeah, I had so much trouble with the donating organs thing.
You can have them. I'm done with them. Please use them. I am always a donor.
I am too. But I'm just afraid that they're going to take them before.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I used to think that when I was younger, I thought, well, I can't because they won't try to save me.
Yes.
Someone's trying to die. Someone's dying in the next room that's a better person than me.
Right,
well, they better just get my heart right out of me.
I'm afraid there's going to be a knock at the door and it's going to be a guy in a black suit saying, I'd like to have your kidney, please. I'm still using it.
You signed a paper.
You signed it.
In the future, maybe.
Mm.
You know, in Trump's world,
yeah,
he could be taking everything.
I mean, I don't like that. Well, they are.
I don't like like? And what's to like?
They already took his brain.
Donated it to science
long ago. They threw it out. They freeze-dried it and turned it to dust.
All right, right. They have to.
All right. It all goes back to that. All right, here's one for you.
All right.
All right.
And also, it would be my feet also, if I had to answer my feet.
Really?
I agree with you.
Okay. Would you rather live in Antarctica or the Sahara Desert?
Ooh. I'm going to go with the Sahara Desert. I don't know why I had to think about that long. I don't like being cold. Your body starts to shake and it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep drinking and hydrating, can I?
I agree with you. It's the Sahara Desert. I agree. I can always make believe I'm at a big beach.
I might have an oasis when I, have delusions.
Yes.
Because I'm having, what do you call it? Hallucinations. So I could see an oasis.
Yeah, I get that.
I'd rather that than see the...
I agree with you. Definitely the desert, because there is gambling just down the street usually.
If I don't walk into an embassy and then come out freeze-dried, right. I don't want
that's
that true. Either. So
that's true.
I got to be careful because I do speak Arabic. But that could save me. I only speak a little bit, but enough to save me, I think.
What would you say?
Well, marhaba. Salam alaikum. Aloha snack bar.
That's enough to say it.
You're supposed to say Aloha Akbar. Marhaba Shukran. Shukran Afwan. And you have to say it with an accent, Ron. You're not going to be able to pass. I got to train you.
No, I don't. Well, I'm not planning going there, so I think I'm going to be okay.
Okay, good.
You know. All right.
Oh, that's my turn. Here's a good one. Would you rather relive the same day for 365 days or lose a year of your life?
I would rather, depends on how good the day was, doesn't it?
You remember Groundhog Day?
Yes.
And you could perfect it, couldn't you?
I would relive it too.
Yeah. What if it's a shitty day?
Well, that's just what I was saying, That would be torture, but I don't want to give up a whole year, though.
But you're reliving a whole year.
Here's a disgusting one for you.
Oh, no.
I'm not even
going to read it.
If you had to be in a cage for the rest of your life, would you rather have horizontal bars or vertical bars?
Oh, vertical bars. Why? That's the normal bar, right?
Yeah, that is the normal bar. Well, nobody really stays in horizontal bars that I know of.
Yeah.
No, I would do vertical as well because I think psychologically to be able to see the ground and the ceiling is more pleasing than...
I never thought of it that much.
Just... things to the side, that would be very, to me, claustrophobic.
Sure. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
You've really thought about that, huh?
Well, it was a question posed.
You
know, these are also
just when I think I'm more neurotic than you. You throw me a curveball.
Yeah.
It's good. Good
times. Even go there.
I won't.
All right.
Would you rather lose all of your memories from birth to now or lose your ability to make new long-term memories? Ooh, that's a great one.
So would I rather exist as I am at this time...
Well, you can think about your past.
Oh, I see.
Or never make a future. I mean,
I remember of it, yes.
What are you going to do?
All right, say it again with commas.
Okay. Would you rather lose all of your memories from birth to now?
Yeah.
Or lose your ability to make new long-term memories?
I don't need new. Oh, I see. Anything from that point on.
All right. I think this was kind of an easy one.
I guess the past.
What? You want to lose the past or remember the past?
Remember the past.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know why? I got James. What if I had to forget James? Oh my God. This question was easy for me. But I
can see both sides of it though.
Well,
I can see both sides.
Really? Well, if you had a terrible past and childhood and everything, maybe
A lot of people have.
Yeah, see that's
but
the
also,
thing.
But also, I mean, isn't it always said to leave the past behind and always look forward?
Yeah.
So that kind of
what if
of
my
goes
best
against...
years were behind me?
Usually not.
How do you know? I'm old.
Well, you'd have to be somewhat in the middle of life, I suppose.
Okay, so this question, it depends on who you're asking.
Yeah, it does.
But we're around the same age, so we're going to go with the past. We want to remember the past.
Yeah, well, there's more of it.
There you go. I like that.
Hello.
Oh, and did I answer, I'd rather, the 365 days, I'd rather repeat the same day. We both decided that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Even if it's shitty, we'll turn it around, Ron. We have plenty of time to do it. A whole year to do it.
Well, yeah, you can certainly do that. Okay. All right. Would you rather be filthy rich and live 400 years ago or be poor living today?
Oh, 400 years?
Yeah, that's what it says.
So that's like the 1600s, yeah, 1700s?
Where people didn't live that long.
1700s?
You got gout at 23 years old, usually, back then.
But what, live now and be poor?
Yeah.
What, I am now poor.
So?
So do I want to go back in time and be rich and live until I'm 25?
I guess that's what they're asking.
I'll live now poor.
Yeah.
I'll live now poor.
I would do the now poor as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Because technology, and you can always call somebody up on the cell phone and say,
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I got a food daddy and everything. I'm doing fine.
See, but I don't know what the definition of poor is. If you're rich with spirit and love, then is that poor?
Yeah, yeah.
Financially, it might be a different situation, but
Is
finance everything?
And 400 years ago, if you're rich, you're probably a dick. So I'm
Well, I assume, because most people now are dicks.
Yeah, if you're, you know, back then, you'd wear a powdered wig and you'd be have slaves. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
You know?
You would be a dick.
You'd get diphtheria, though, so that's the good news.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, that.
All right.
All right, one more. Would you rather get one? I love this one. This is my favorite one. Would you rather get one free round trip international plane ticket?
Yes.
Every year, or be able to fly domestic anytime for free?
Domestic anytime for free.
I agree. I'm going all over, babe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see Europe. I pay to see Europe, maybe. But you know what? I'm flying. I'm seeing my grandkids. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Alabama. I'm going to California.
I think this. I'm not going to Turkey or Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So that's it.
Because freeze dried.
Yeah. So no. And they now have nice pictures of Europe.
I can look on the internet.
Yeah,
get those virtual headsets.
Yeah, and I don't like to fly. Even if I like to fly, I wouldn't want to fly halfway around the world all the time. That's a
get
long
embolisms
trip,
in
man.
Your legs and die. I read one lady in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
You're sitting in one position for 6 to 8 hours.
There's like 20 hours to Australia.
Yeah.
You got to stand up.
Do they have that much gas? I think you have to stop somewhere.
I think a plane comes along and puts a hose in the other plane, like that Harrison Ford movie.
No, I don't think
so.
No,
it doesn't do that.
No, I think you refuel somewhere in Japan or something, but I don't
think
so.
Then you can walk around Japan.
Yeah, I don't think you do the Harrison Ford refueling
Arigato.
In the air.
Was that with Gary Oldman? Was that Air Force One? What am I thinking?
You're thinking about nothing else that I can think of. All right, well, that's your little dose of Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
I really like that song.
It's the Georgettes. I've never heard of them.
I haven't either. This is the first time I heard that song, and everyone listening as well, probably, unless you're 100.
Well, if they didn't have this game, Would You Rather, then probably these people would never have heard of anybody.
That's right. We just trademarked that, by the way. You can't use that for your Would You Rather segments, people.
No,
you
cannot.
It's ours now.
We did trademark that,
that's
actually.
Right.
It costs like $7.
That's right. So forget about it, man.
Yep.
Talk to the Georgettes, not me.
The Georgettes. I just think
the Georgettes.
I'm thinking the Mary Tyler Moore Show with...
Oh, Georgia Engel.
Yeah, right.
Engel.
Yeah.
And Ted Knight was Ted something.
Yeah.
He kept the same name. Ted, you know, he was Ted in that other TV show. He couldn't answer to any of the names, so he had to always be Ted.
Yeah.
Ted Knight and Ted Engel and Ted, the guy in with the girl daughters.
Yes. What was, I don't remember his name there, but it was Ted.
It was
right.
Ted again. Yeah. Because, you know what? Yeah. He wanted life to be easy.
Yeah. That was strange. Actually, that was one of the first shows with a homosexual supporting character.
Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah.
He forgot a vowel in his name.
Mm-hmm.
It was J.M., Jim J. Bullock.
Really?
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? Weird? Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Information no one really needs
to
know.
Maybe he wanted to be different. He just wanted to be different.
Yeah.
Like Cher, Madonna. They just want one name.
Yeah. It is easier. And it's such an ego boost.
Kanye.
Oh, man.
I know. I was triggering you on
purpose. Oh, man.
But you know what? Again, I won't poke fun at him because I think there's something wrong with him.
I think there's something wrong with him, too.
So, he can't help it.
I think there were two people in the Oval Office with something wrong with
them. It was compadres.
And you could tell. You could tell they were actually getting along.
It's their own language. It's a, thing.
It's
in this asylum, it's exactly how it works.
I know.
You know.
It looked like an asylum meeting where, where someone was going to walk in and say, time is up. Time to go back to the room.
Where's my straitjacket? Right, it has to.
Man.
But one's running the country. That makes me sad. That makes me a little sad.
Yeah.
Because Kanye's just running his own stuff. But The other guy, not so much.
That was a totally counterproductive situation.
There's a hurricane going on. There's dead people down in the, you know what?
And he's sitting there.
There's, you know, hats that need to be distributed or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
I didn't really, you know what? I didn't even watch it. I can't even watch it.
It was,
I just like what I've heard about it.
Kanye and Trump have a lot in common,
right?
On the negative end. But what they really have in common is that they ramble on about nothing to the point where even if they have something to say, you can't figure out what it is.
It's the Emperor's New Clothes. It's that old
book.
Remember the old story?
Yeah.
How he's wonderful. It's wonderful. And he's wearing nothing. Everyone's like kowtowing to Trump because they're like kissing his ass. That's wonderful what you said. It's a lie. They don't believe it. They don't like it. They're humoring him. They're patronizing him.
I don't think there are too many staunch Republicans that are fans of Kanye West, first of all. And secondly, Kanye made a very disparaging remark about an amendment that has to do with slavery.
Oh, okay.
Which was totally out of his mind. His elevator doesn't go to the top floor. But who is he married to?
It's that Kim Kardashian person.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. She has like big boobs and a big butt. That's all I really know.
And no self-worth?
I don't know. I think she just wants to be a celebrity.
Yeah,
just the sake of being famous and people paying attention to her.
Seriously.
I don't know. That's all I can figure out. I don't think she does anything except walk around.
That whole family needs a dope slap. They really do. I mean, and I think America needs a bigger one.
I don't like the Hiltons. I never watched the Hiltons. The same thing.
Well,
I don't.
They're done, though.
I'm not interested yet in that kind of thing because it's so vapid.
I need substance.
I need substance in people.
You know, I'm always out to blame Kanye or Kim Kardashian or Donald Trump or all these vapid people.
Mm-hmm.
But underneath, I know that the real blame is the ones that follow these people.
Well, then the ones that voted for him, too. Exactly. It's all segment of the population.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the post office thing? Something like Donald Trump wants to privatize the postal industry?
Yes.
I'm like, good.
Yeah.
All the postal people are mad. Do you think they're the ones that voted for him? You know what? I kind of hope it goes full circle. And I'm like, you did this to yourself, dude. You did it to yourself.
I'm just waiting for the day when the Teflon coating wears off this guy. Because it's just amazing how he can alienate every single segment of the population and still feel like he's walking around like king.
Because he's mental. He's egotistical and mental.
I'm hoping that our November elections will start to be an extreme clue as to...
The blue wave, babe. Don't at me. I'm part of it. I'm going to watch it happen. I'm in the wheels. Oh, can I just tell you this about the elections?
Please.
That I just found out, and I would like to tell people this.
Mm-hmm.
In Massachusetts, a town in Massachusetts has the most, according to my father, the most perfect system. It's unbeatable. You can't tamper with it. It's perfect. And every state has its own way they do it.
Right.
But if they could just all do the same on the federal level, it would be perfect. But, you know, they don't. They leave it up to the states and the towns, actually.
Yes.
But there's a paper ballot,
and
there's actually a computerized thing.
Okay.
So if the computerized thing was tampered with, you go back to the paper ballots and you count.
They do not all have that?
They do not all have paper ballots.
When you take your little pen...
That's here in this state, yes. And even in this area,
and it might not even be in the whole.
They don't need to have it. They can have computerized things, so those can be messed with.
Absolutely so.
But this way, you can go back and have a hand count ballot.
Absolutely.
If they did that across the country,
I thought that was mandatory.
That's why I thought you would like this right now. I know. I just found out.
Wow.
It's awesome. If they would just all conform to one system in the United States,
but I thought that was the one.
But they don't. It's up to the states,
that's
dude.
That's very scary that a computer can be hacked and then you're done.
You don't have the paper ballots in every state.
Oh my
you
God.
Don't have that. Here we do.
Wow.
But you know what? It's in charge of the city hall. It's apparently the clerk is in charge of whatever system you want.
Sure.
So they're the ones that say, okay, this is what we're going to have.
Isn't that scary?
So if you can corrupt that clerk, he can just say, oh, I'm sorry, we're doing this way.
Wow.
But it should all be uniform, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. That's my 2 cents for the day. There's the show.
Should certainly be uniform as far as if you're electing people to a federal position, such as Congress or the U.S. House.
But why not just keep the system in place for every election, city election,
be.
Local?
It should be.
Federal.
You know, it's our ridiculous system of saying it's either paper or digital and nothing in between. And there were some great aspects to paper things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still nervous about doing everything online.
Right. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Things are hacked all the time. Facebook was hacked a week
all
ago.
All the time. Yes.
Everything's being, like, I know. That can it can happen. It's a possibility.
And it can happen quite easily, too. It's very, very scary. Well, I think next week we'll talk about the ballot questions, not only in Massachusetts, but there's some interesting ones in other states as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it'll pretty much be, would you rather, a ballot question-wise.
Ah, okay, because all I saw was some nurse's sign. I see these nurse's mm-hmm. signs everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it means. It's something. I have to look it up.
It's, should you be able to have sex with a nurse if they treated you?
I don't think that's it.
Oh, okay. I got that
I think
wrong.
It's something
I was
about
vote yes.
I think it's something about patience and
it is.
How many patients and
I think it's
I
more
know.
About me. How much patience do I have?
I know.
No, it is well that particular ballot question says that the hospitals have the ability to that they can only assign a certain number of nurses to a certain number of patients. In other words,
you and they can't, have to question that? That's a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And that it would change that where the administration would be able, would have to say, you can only have, if we have five patients, we can only, we can't have less than three nurses, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And one would think that that sounds efficient because there'll be more nurses for more patients.
Yeah, wouldn't they know? Why do I know? Why shouldn't the hospital know this already?
They should, but there are no regulations on
it. Oh, okay.
But here's the twist, which I'm kind of in a conundrum about, is it would cost, health insurance-wise, us all money because the hospitals would be charging us more because they have to hire more nurses to cover all these people. You can't have more than a few nurses on, you know.
That sounds like with schools. How many kids do you want in a classroom with per teacher?
It
sounds like
sound
a lot
like
of the same
that.
Thing.
And, of course, a no vote is just to leave it the way it is.
My dad used to tell me a long time ago, Victoria, just vote no on everything.
No. I understand what he's saying, but it doesn't. They're not worded like that.
Because why are these questions even coming up? That people are trying to change what a good system,
But it's not. But you're saying
maybe that's how it used to be.
Yeah, but see, now the questions are worded where a no can make a change.
I see.
And that shouldn't be. You're right. Your father's right. It should always be no means don't change anything.
Right.
Yes means change it.
Right.
But that's not the way they're worded
the way they're
all
wording
the time.
It. Yeah, and you're right. We ran into this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is really deceitful, I think.
Yeah.
To do that. Because
we talked
most
about
of America
how it was,
is really stupid. Yeah. Oh, they are.
I know. The dumbing down of America.
Dumbing down, dumbing up, everything. And of course, you've got the head dummy.
Yeah.
Making sure that it's being dummied down to his
level. I've tried to taper myself. I used to be really, really angry. I'm still angry, but you know what? I got my blood pressure. My medicine's getting lowered.
Good.
Things are getting better. I don't want to get riled up again.
It's another conundrum because you don't want to hear everything that's going on because it gets so annoying and so so anger and disappointed. But then again, if you don't... then you're guilty.
Oh, yeah, I'm still involved. Oh, I'm involved. I just...
I can't tell you the number of people I run into who say to me, Ron, what's going on with Trump?
Right.
And I say, which thing are you referring to? And I said, no, I don't know. I haven't kept in touch.
They think you have the... Because you have the podcast.
Yes,
they think you're on top of it.
It scares me that here's someone living in this country who has no idea what he's doing.
Right.
And all the crazy things that he's done, or maybe what in their interpretation, maybe the wonderful things he's done, but they have no idea. That to me is scary.
Yeah, hit a little head in the sand.
Well, it allows people like him to run amok without any type of criticism, or not from enough people, certainly. I'm looking forward to the November elections. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I wish that every woman, every person with a vagina, let's say, would vote for women, would understand that there are more than 50% of women in our population. And if they just got out and formed a union and said, no, we're over 50%, there's going to be over 50% representation in all our forms of government because that's the way the population runs, I think this country would be a better place instead of the way it is now.
It's changing, but slowly, not fast enough.
It can be immediate.
Mm-hmm.
It can be that fast, and it should be. And I think that all non-whites, for example, should realize the way that they are viewed by the administration and... it's such a simple snap of the fingers to take care of this very quickly.
Right, I agree.
But I have to blame the people for not doing it.
There's no one else to blame. Can't blame the aliens from outer space.
Well, I tried once, but they didn't.
Hey, you know, if you poop a lot, You know, if you poop a lot, it's called a poopapalooza. That's what my boyfriend made up that word. I thought it was funny. Because I have problems sometimes, and he says it's a poopapalooza.
Well, that is...
Isn't that funny?
It's cute.
Maybe I don't know if it's, you know, it's shout cute. Out to you.
It's cute. It is cute.
I laughed when I heard it.
He certainly cleaned up what could have been a different word.
Yeah, but you need the pee. Palooza,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. It does so match it there. Yeah, poop does have a pee in it.
Maybe with Coachella, you could have a different one.
True.
Burning Man. My burning butt.
I did an interview over the weekend with a Dr. Donica Moore, who was talking about irritable bowel syndrome.
I've got that, yeah.
And she
IBS.
Said, yes, but this was IBSD, and I said, what is that? And she says, it's IBS with the result frequently of diarrhea.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, that's very cool. And
it's not cool.
Well, it's cool because nobody talked about it publicly.
Oh, okay, right.
And it was like I made a connection to that, and I said, well, how do you get that? And she explained how
I need
that
to
can
talk
happen
to her.
Early. It's very fast. Listen to the show.
I can't get out of the house sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm late everywhere
I
go.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I just saw a doctor last week, so I'm trying Benefiber. That's like a thing, a powder you put in your drinks and you drink it.
Yeah. There's all different stuff for all different levels of it.
Yeah, I don't want Metamucil because that's too grainy and too something. But this is like sugar. It's like you just drink it and you can't even...
When she started pumping out the numbers of people that have this in varying degrees, it was incredible.
Wow. I'm in good company then.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some great people have diarrhea.
Nice.
Nice thing.
Well, I'm a great people. I have a poopapalooza. Yeah.
And she explained to me something that I never had known, and I'll pass it on. She said, you can go to a restaurant or go to a meal or something, and there's some type of intestinal thing in the food, and that can affect you, stay in your system for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
To the point where...
Oh, my God, that's what happened.
Yeah, and I said to her, oh, my God, when I was 20 years old, I remember going to this French restaurant with friends.
I went to one, too.
And when I left, I had this
I had the coq au vin.
I think I had escargot and other crap. And from that day on, I have had gas the rest of my life. And she said...
What do you do?
There are varying degrees of what you can
do. Need the colon cleanse?
It's nothing serious. It doesn't shorten your life. It just makes it very debilitating.
Oh yeah, I understand totally. Yeah. As soon as I think I have all these little things, can't I just get one big thing like cancer or diabetes? I have like 10 things wrong with me, and they're all little, but they add up to one big thing.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have the little ones.
I guess
than
you know.
That.
I
My
guess
goodness,
so.
Sorry.
I guess
My
so.
Goodness.
All right. We're well, there's a lot of little things.
Would you rather here?
Well. I played this one to myself for a long time because you feel like people say, oh, that's at least you don't have cancer. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I have 10 other things that's like a symptom of having cancer.
Yeah. You know, it was weird. I think I explained it to her. I was visiting my mother lived in New York and I lived in Massachusetts at the time for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would visit her maybe 3 times a year. And every time even if we went out to dinner or if she cooked or we went out to dinner, I always remember I'd be sitting on her toilet with these incredible gas pains and this diarrhea. And I said to her, why did that only happen when I visited my mother when she wasn't even cooking necessarily?
Mm-hmm.
She said, that was psychological. She says, that is stress, that your body actually is physically responding to a situation.
Mm.
So I didn't know that it could be that impactful. Wow. But apparently that's what it was because there's no other explanation
for
that.
Yeah.
Not that's the only time I ever had it, but every time I went there.
Yep, stress can do this to your body. It can give you physical ailments.
Very odd.
So you got to meditate. We've been over this. Do you meditate, Ron? You don't still, right?
I try to, but I can't.
You can't. You're just distracted, right?
Yes.
Your mind's gone.
I know. Even if I listen to music.
It would help everyone if we could all just meditate, stop, get to that place where the stress is gone. Mm. Because really, the stress is, it's so corny and cliche, but it does physically affect you.
Well, it would help if I lived in a place in the country where you lie down on a bed and all you hear
is
a couple of birds. That would,
but then
I think I could.
But then, wouldn't you be bored after a while? I thought of that the other day when I'm on the motorcycle.
Be very bored.
And we're going down the
I'd
roads and everything's woods and I loved it. We're like, oh, this looks so great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm like, well, honey, could you live there?
Yeah.
Would that be good, you know?
Would you rather? No, you're absolutely right. You'd have to take vacations away from the quiet.
Even to go to the store, dude. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's on a journey.
No, it would be very boring, very counterproductive.
You'd need internet.
there are a lot of things you can do now with internet. You can have a job online.
Okay.
But you're still lonely, you know?
Not unless, if you're with another person. I'm talking about you're together with your boyfriend.
With your boyfriend? How long would that be a boyfriend? How can two people of
I hadn't thought of that. You're right. Oh, my God.
How can two people of two human beings be isolated on a desert island and
just the woods. They're not even an island. We're out in the woods.
Same thing.
Oh, no.
If there's no other people being introduced to have you take your frustrations off of, then that person is going to get the entire load of everything.
Oh, no. We're
going to
unload.
It's a dangerous thing. I'm telling you, I've lived a long life. Right?
Oh no, young Torrance.
The young Torrance. Sit on my knee. I will tell you a story.
Oh no.
If you're exclusive with a person, you do everything together. You're symbiotic. You're screwed. You're screwed.
No, he has a job. I don't see him Monday through Friday during the day.
That's
just at night.
I'm saying that's great. But if you're in a situation where you're living with somebody in a cabin 24/7, and then you go out to dinner with that person 20, and you go to the movies with that person 24, and you go with that person.
Oh no!
Eventually, someone's going to get killed. I'm telling you, it is not a healthy situation.
Oh no!
Not healthy at all.
Uh-oh.
No,
the farts alone aren't healthy.
People need their own interests, their own direction. You
can't, yeah, right.
It's two individuals bonding together. It's not. You can't have an overbond.
An overbite.
An overbite. That's painful to have an overbite.
I've got an overbite.
Really?
Doesn't everyone?
Problem number 11.
This one is fine, except I'm losing all my teeth. So that's another one.
That's 12.
I got migraines.
All right. All right.
I got bone spurs.
I don't think we have that jingle, jangle, jingle.
In my back.
Oh, God. All right. That's enough. I think we're annoying enough people at this point. Next week, we'll look at some of the ballot questions from across the country. They're actually quite interesting.
Ooh. Really? A lot of pot ones again this year? Oh, brother.
A lot of pot ones.
Jesus,
we'll skip those. We'll skip those. All right. Well, we wish you peace.